Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Fáilte, we're going to turn now to the mounting pressure on government as criticism continues of the decision to begin lifting the ban on no-fault evictions from the end of this month. That's less than a fortnight away now, and there'll be a Dáil vote on that decision this coming Wednesday on foot of a Sinn Féin motion. While that plays out in the political arena for those people and families facing the prospect of eviction in the coming weeks, there's still no answer on where they should go or where they can go to stay off the streets. Well, let me introduce you now to my political panel this week. They're Senator Lisa Chambers, leader of the Shannon and Fianna Fáil spokesperson on foreign and European affairs, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal and party spokesperson on workers' rights, enterprise, trade and employment, and Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleru. Welcome to you all. Lisa Chambers, to you first. It's 2 weeks since the decision was announced. What's the plan for emergency accommodation when people are told that they have to leave where they're living after April 1st?
Yeah, well, good afternoon, Colm. I suppose it's important to say that there isn't a cliff edge on this. The average notice period for most tenancies is in around the 6 month mark. So, you know, it's not as though we're expecting huge numbers to present on day one. And we are putting measures in place to deal with that in any event. The local authorities have been instructed directly by Minister Dara O'Brien to provide emergency accommodation. That is the first port of call to go to, but also to use the tenancy in situ scheme to purchase properties where perhaps a landlord may be selling and you have a tenant on the housing list in receipt of half payment, that they are in situ, that property could be purchased as well. So there's a number of measures that will be in place.
Right.
I think it's important to say why this decision was taken, because whilst some parties will seek to whip up hysteria and create fear around this, there is an important point to make that this wasn't an easy decision for the government to make, but they made it because it was the right decision to do, to not shore up future problems down the road. The easy decision to take would have been to extend it. That would have been politically the easiest thing to do, but it would have been the wrong decision, because it would have meant that in a year or 2 years down the line that we would have had an even greater problem in the rental sector.
All right.
We need small landlords to stay in the market. They make up in excess of 70% of landlords, and these are people with maybe one or two properties, not the big commercial landlords. If we don't retain the landlords we have and encourage new landlords into the market, we will be creating a bigger problem down the line, and that is the basis for this decision. And also, Colm, important to point out, it was a temporary ban that was put in place. It was always supposed to end. It was never meant to be a long-term solution to this issue. The crux of it is getting supply up and running. And supply is, we have turned a corner, absolutely.
Right,
supply is increasing.
We'll get into the broader, issue shortly. Sorry to interrupt you. But just on the issue of the length of the extension and it being a temporary ban, it's been reported today by my colleague Micheál Lehane that senior government officials are set to meet in the coming days to accelerate work on a plan to give tenants first refusal to purchase their rent at home. Surely that should have come to fruition. That discussion should have been allowed run its course with an implementable policy ready to go at the end of it before the eviction ban was lifted.
Well, in terms of what's been announced today or publicised today, it's unprecedented to have a situation where the government is now proposing to draft legislation to allow tenants that are in situ to get first refusal where a landlord wants to sell the home, and to put in place a mechanism whereby either the local authority can purchase or an approved housing body can purchase to allow that tenant to stay in situ. This is a huge step forward, it's huge progress, and it's really welcome.
But what,
and I hope that Sinn Féin and People Before Profit will support these plans. And what I'll say to you...
What do you say to the argument that should have been in place before the eviction ban was lifted? I mean, presumably that you're going to do this post haste, so it wouldn't have been a lengthy extension in any case.
Well, the minister does intend to have the legislation drawn up imminently and hopes to have it passed all stages in both houses before the recess in July. So that's a fairly fast pace by any measure in terms of getting legislation through both houses. The tenant in situ scheme is already in place for certain tenants where they are on the local authority list and the local authority can purchase. So this is an extension of a scheme that already exists. And in the last 6 months, while we've had that temporary eviction ban in place, the government has increased supply. We've had 7,000 new social homes delivered during that period. We've had an increase increase in the income threshold for social housing qualification. We've had the renter's tax credit. We've had changes to the Part 8 requirements for local authority planning. So there's been a huge amount of work done during that 6 month stabilisation period. The government has done everything it can to increase supply, and that has happened. We have increased supply, and we are continuing to increase supply. And last year we exceeded our social housing targets that were set down in the Housing for All plan. So
those targets were revised downwards, weren't they? You exceeded a target that was revised downwards, just to be clear.
Well, last year we delivered 30,000 new homes into the market. That was up from 20,000 the previous year.
Sure, but just on the social housing target, it was exceeding a target that was revised downwards, wasn't it?
Well, that may be the case, but there were other commencements or other houses delivered in terms of new bills, commencements, cost rental. There's been a whole suite of measures, not to mention as well the Críochnaithe scheme to bring back vacant properties as well. So all in all, what I can say is that we have turned a corner in this housing issue. We are delivering more homes than we have ever delivered. Okay, and this year we are on course to do the same thing.
But you would accept that the delivery of homes and commencements are not going to be in place for many of the people whose eviction notice has already been delivered. And on the emergency accommodation front, there are serious questions about the adequacy of that in local authority areas. So I suppose it begs the question again, the people who are going to find themselves getting eviction notices that fall due in the coming month, can you guarantee there's somewhere in every local authority for those places to go, people to go?
Well, what I can say is that, as I said at the start of the show, that you know the average notice period is in and around 6 months for most people that are getting a notice to quit. So some of the tenants you're referring to will have already started searching for new places to move to. And because there's been an increase in supply last year, that will become that bit easier. You spoke about the emergency accommodation situation. My colleague, Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, has requested that the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Housing bring into the committee this month Threshold, the RTB, the CCMA and the Department of Housing to give an update to Oireachtas members on where all of that is at, so we can get a full picture of what the, I suppose, what the provision will be in each local authority area, because it won't be the same and the demand and need won't be the same in each local authority area. But, you know, it is important to point out, you've mentioned the motion going before the Dáil next week. Sinn Féin's plan was to extend until the end of this year and to have an eviction ban lifted days after Christmas. That would have fixed nothing, it would have solved nothing, and it was a cynical political move to heap pressure and to increase hysteria and to increase panic where we don't need to be doing that. We should be getting behind the schemes the Minister has put in place and acknowledging that there's been a huge increase in housing delivery in the last year, and that should be acknowledged as a good thing.
Yeah, Louise O'Reilly, what do you make of that? A cynical political move at this motion next week that's not going to help anyone get a home.
So I suppose the simple question for government TDs, and obviously it won't be a question for Lisa in the Shannon, but for government TDs, for their backbenchers, for those in opposition, and for anyone who's contemplating this motion, the question is, where are the 3,000 people? Sorry, it's more than 3,000 people. 3,000 notices to quit will fall due in April.
I think it's 4,000.
Well, it's 4,741. That's right, but some of those will be beyond April. So in April, we know that there are 3,000 notices to quit at a conservative, very conservative estimate. Multiply that by two for the number of people. It's likely to be more. That's 6,000 people, 2,000 of whom are likely to be children. If you can't answer the question, where are those people going to go? Well, then those TDs should support this motion, because there is nowhere for them to go. So we know from discussions that my party has had just on a local basis with local authorities, 17 local authorities last week reported that they had no emergency accommodation, and for the remainder the emergency accommodation was really, really very tight.
In five, there are pinch points, and then for the, as you say, the 17, mm-hmm. none.
Yes. So where are these people going to go? The government wasted, I mean, I honestly would nearly laugh if this wasn't so damn serious, when Lisa says 6 months stabilisation period. Give me a break. 6 months stabilisation with a notice to quit over your head. There's no stability for these people. They are coming in and out of my clinics day in, day out. They have their notices to quit in their hand, and they have one simple question. Where can I go? And not one single representative from government can answer that question. So they talk about commencements and they talk about percentages of this and perhaps having a joint Oireachtas committee hearing with the charities who are supporting people in homelessness. Give me a break. If you can't answer that simple question, where are these 6,000 people? That's a conservative estimate. 6,000 people whose notice to quit falls due in April, where are they going to go? They have no answer to that question. Time and time again, these people come into my clinics and they are absolutely desperate. Nobody is whipping up hysteria or panic. The government are causing panic because they are ending this eviction ban, having not put in place the necessary systems to ensure that people do not become homeless. So people will end up homeless with nowhere to go because emergency accommodation is either too tight or has run out.
Richard Boyd Barrett, what are you hearing in your constituency clinic since this announcement has been made, or is it's
been just a relentless trail of misery and fear as family after family, individuals, most cases with kids, are just saying, where are we going to go? And people are terrified. And I mean, to be honest, at this point, I've never heard such nonsense, to be quite honest, as we heard there from Lisa. You know, the government say, oh, we shouldn't extend the eviction ban because then we will have an even bigger avalanche of homelessness in a year's time or 2 years' time. Which are, the government are saying they're going to have long-term solutions in place by then. They're telling us their plan is going to work. So when actually they say that, what they're actually admitting is they don't have a plan, short-term, long-term, middle-term, to solve the housing crisis. They're admitting it. And of course, that's the terrible truth. That we're in, because the delivery of social affordable is an absolute trickle, particularly in Dublin. The figures are pathetic, absolutely pathetic. The tenant in situ scheme, we were the ones who've been advocating for that, right? And the government were forced to adopt it after us demanding it for years, but they're not actually doing it. I mean, one of the first places that I demanded for a tenant in situ purchase was in Dunleary. It's an apartment block where a vulture fund is evicting people. 4 years on, they still haven't purchased that block. 4 years on. And the tenants are overholding, which they have no choice about. I mean, you hear people saying, are we advising people to overhold? People have no choice but to overhold. They've nowhere to go. And the government have done nothing about that either. And I just find it extraordinary. I mean, a mile down the road from here, Jury's Hotel, with hundreds of rooms, is sitting there empty for the last 5 years. Why isn't that building requisitioned by this government? To deal with the fact that if you're made homeless, as many in my area are at the moment, and you go down to Dunleary right down, they will say, we do not have anything for you. You might, if you're lucky, get a hostel in Dublin city centre. But your kids are in school in Flippin' Shank Hill or Dunleary, and then you have to go back and forward with them, and these are people who are working. I mean, it's just shocking what the government are doing. They have made a callous, cruel decision, and I would just urge people to get out on the Raise the Roof protest this Tuesday, 5 o'clock outside the Dáil, and then to join the demonstration outside the Dáil on Saturday, April the 1st, because we need people power to force this government to reinstate this ban and to deliver the longer term solutions.
But I think that's the key, it's reinstating the ban and not wasting that time as they did with the previous ban. It's reinstating the ban and actually using the time to help the situation. That hasn't been done. It should be done.
Lisa Chambers, I mean, your party colleagues can't be not hearing what Louise O'Reilly and Richard Boyd Barrett are hearing in their clinics. Are they giving to their constituents the same answers you're giving now?
Well, I just want to respond to some of the points that have been raised by both Richard and Louise. You know, I'm conscious that I'm the government rep on the call today. The idea that we would reinstate the ban, I would ask both parties to respond to the advice of the Attorney General. And that was that if we were to reinstate the ban, it would have to be for a minimum of 2 years. Sinn Féin were advocating for just to the end of this year. So I'm not sure what that would solve from their perspective, how that would make things any better. And also the very real advice that was given to government, that if the ban were to be extended for a two-year period, it would have a detrimental effect on the rental sector and supply of rental properties in the medium to long term. That is the crux. That is why the government took the decision that it did. Not because it was a popular decision, but because it was the right decision to do.
What's your answer to the point that was made
worse
by Richard Boyd Barrett, that it shows a lack of faith in your own housing measures to say that the housing situation would be worse if the eviction ban was to be lifted
later?
Well,
I think people listening to that will see how ridiculous that comment was. We're still progressing to delivering more homes, to building more homes, social, affordable, and people buying and building their own homes as well. But what we don't want to do is damage the rental sector whilst we're doing that in tandem. We need rental properties. We have always needed rental properties. We have in around 150,000 small landlords, people with one or two properties, it might be their pension, that are in the market, that are actively leaving, not just for this reason, but it is a factor.
And what's the government plan for tenants overholding? Because we've heard it there, and you mentioned threshold coming in and speaking to the housing committee. It says it's working with more than 300 families now refusing to leave their homes. How is the government planning on handling a situation like that? I mean, who do you back in that situation? Do you support the eviction where people are overholding, or do you support those people's decisions to remain if they have no other option?
Well, we're going into hypothetical situations here because
it's not hypothetical.
You're asking me to advise on particular instances where somebody will have a notice to quit. If a notice to quit is legally served, you're supposed to follow through on that process as laid down in legislation. So I'm not going to advocate for somebody to break the law and to not follow that process.
Well, there is the situation whereby if you keep paying your rent and the landlord keeps accepting it, you're not in a situation where you're in breach of the law. So for people overholding in those situations, what's your advice?
Well, it's difficult for me to advise on what would be an individual situation in a particular case that I don't have the information for or direct sight of. Ultimately, if a notice to quit is served properly and it's followed through on, that should be followed through on. That's always been the case. That's the law as it's set down in the land.
Okay. So in terms of the net point of if the intention is to make the market better for the small private landlord and this actually results in more people overholding, then can the plan consider to have been work?
Look, ultimately, the reason for the decision was that we've acknowledged that we need small landlords in the market. We need to retain them in the market and we need to attract new landlords to come into the market. I'm not talking about the big commercial landlords with multiple properties. We're talking about people that have always purchased maybe an extra property as a pension that would rent that out over a period. It's that type of landlord that we fear if this eviction ban were to be extended that we would lose those landlords from the market. We've always needed them. We will continue to need them as part of the overall housing plan. But on top of that, as I said, we're increasing supply, and supply will always be the key. We went from 20,000. From 20,000 in 2021 to 30,000 last year. If that's not turning a corner in the housing situation, I don't know what's considered turning a corner. And we've also had a huge amount of commencements this year as well. So things are moving in the right direction. With more supply, Colm, it means the rental sector will be in a better position.
It's gaslighting people at this stage to be telling them they've never had it so good. Mother of God.
I never said that, Louise, and that's not. And suggesting it's gaslighting is really an unfair comment. If you don't mind me saying,
Lisa, listening to this guff coming from the government representative, it's absolutely exasperating. You know, she hasn't answered the question. 3,000 notices to quit fall due in April. Where are these people going to go? Conservative.
Where were they going in December, Louise, when your eviction ban was due to end?
That is six. So, yeah, if you read the motion, Lisa.
Sorry, you did extend to January when we accused you of
January 2024. Okay.
Yeah, you extended after Christmas after you were accused of having a Christmas deadline.
Okay, so the motion has been published. It hasn't been amended. The motion as published is for January 24. And that is to give.
Where will they go then?
That is to give your government time to put in place measures to support people who are facing eviction. That's to give people time. And you have no faith in your government to use that time to actually build social and affordable housing, to get the tenant in situ scheme ramped up. You have no faith in your government to use that time. So you're putting people out onto the road, evicting 3,000 households. That's 6,000 people, potentially even more than that when the figures are released tomorrow. So to those people, to those 6,000 people, the question is a very simple one. On behalf of your government, where are they going to go in April? And to any TD that cannot answer that question, they must support the Sinn Féin motion.
Richard Boyd Barrett.
Again, I just cannot believe the government narrative. I mean, I can't believe they actually believe it themselves. It's just nonsense, right?
This. What about the overhaul?
Let me deal with the issue of the ban will only be till January. I mean, first of all, if they don't like the proposal Sinn Féin have, we just passed People Before Profits eviction ban bill through the Dáil because the government forgot to call a vote on it, which said we should have a year extension and then it should be renewed as required until the housing emergency is over each year. Right? So if they don't like the Sinn Féin proposal, they can take our proposal. And the legislation is in, it's supposed to be going to committee stage of the Dáil. And it's passed, so it's there, the legislation. So that's just nonsense, right? It's just total disingenuous nonsense. The truth is the government are dancing to the tune of the corporate landlords, who we know were lobbying the minister. They don't want this stuff, right? And let's just remind ourselves that in most of the rest of Europe, you cannot evict a tenant who has done nothing wrong. You have to sell the property with the tenant in situ. The government has run a mile for that because their landlord friends, their corporate landlord friends and the property developers, that's the truth of what's going on here. And we
the other argument, Lisa Chambers, is that enough wasn't done for the private landlords, that there are other things in terms of the tax treatment of their income to bring it in, up on a par with how larger institutional landlords are treated to keep them in the market, and that the eviction ban was actually the least of their worries to stay in the market.
Well, look, I mean, I think certainly there's an argument for looking at the tax incentives to retain smaller landlords, and there is that difference of treatment between the smaller landlords and the bigger institutional
ones. But would the time not have been back in October at the last budget in order to stop this situation arising?
Well, there were small changes made last in the last budget in terms of the cost of running a rental property, but it probably didn't go far enough on that front. But you'll be aware that, the Taoiseach has said this and the Minister for Housing, that there will be a good look at the tax situation for small landlords for the budget in October. And the Taoiseach has said that he believes we shouldn't have a knee-jerk reaction on that type of issue, that it should be fully fleshed out through the budgetary process in the coming months. So that is actively being looked at. That's one aspect of it. But neither of your other contributors, Louise or Richard, have addressed the issue that the Attorney General has said if the extension were to be maintained, it would need to be for at least 2 years, not till January,
fine.
Not for a year.
Extend and it for also, 2 years.
What is the response to the very real information and advice to government
that if we were to do that, it would damage the rental sector?
What do you say to that?
We'll get an answer. Would you extend it for 2 years, Louise? All right.
Okay, so I haven't seen the advice from the Attorney General.
But you know it's there, Louise. So what's your answer?
Don't interrupt me, Lisa. I doubt if Lisa has seen it either. The government, as we know, do not publish.
All right, just one voice at a time, Lisa Chambers.
Notwithstanding leaks from your government, Lisa, it hasn't been published. Okay, so what we are doing next week is we are giving people an opportunity to answer that question. Where will people go? They will stay in their home to allow the government some time. Time is very much needed for these people. But you haven't answered the question, Lisa, because you don't have an answer. 6,000 people are going to become homeless in April. Where are they going to go? You have no answer for them.
Okay, Louise. That's not correct.
Oh, we'll come back to you on that, Lisa Chambers. Just on the motion itself, though, Louise O'Reilly, you're looking to put pressure on the government. And the only way that pressure will really have any realistic impact on policy formulation is if you manage to peel people away from the government and, I suppose, make the issue existential to the continued operation of the government. So who is the target? Is it party TDs in the Green Party? Is it independent TDs? Is it TDs and the larger government parties?
So we've been.
Who are you talking to? And
okay,
what's your
so
response?
We have been. We're willing to talk to anybody who wants information, wants to sit down and have a discussion with us in relation to this motion. We'll happily
do
it.
Have you actively canvassed anybody so far?
We have spoken to all of the members of the opposition. We've been in touch with the leaders and others in opposition, and of course we are open to having discussions with government TDs as well. But it goes back to the same question, Colm. You know, if you cannot answer the question as to where these people on notices to quit are going to go in April, well, then you should support this motion. And just to come back to the point that Lisa was making about landlords exiting the market, that's been happening since 2017. 40,000 landlords have already exited the market. It was happening long ever before there was any ban on evictions.
Richard Boyd Barrett.
First of all, Lisa obviously wasn't listening to what I said. We believe that if it is necessary to extend it for 2 years, extend it for 2 years until the emergency is over. That's what our legislation said, Lisa, right? And you are promising that you are going to put in the mid to long term solutions that will absolve us from the need to put people into homelessness, right? Which they are now, thousands of them are now facing. But actually, the truth is, you know that your plans are not going to solve the thing. Which is an even worse admission. And I would say this on the voting on Tuesday. People power counts here, right? Get on the street. I really urge people who are angry at this, who are affected by it, and it, thousands are affected and thousands more will be affected and are generally affected by the... I mean, because the other dimension to this is the housing that is being delivered is totally unaffordable. Because it's being delivered mostly by private developers, it's 2,500 and 3,000 euro a month. The vast majority of working people cannot afford it. So we need to demand not only that they reinstate the ban, but that they do something about the shocking level of rents, control those rents, and then actually deliver the affordable and public housing that they are failing to deliver.
Lisa Chambers.
Yeah, I mean, just, I mean, at least Richard would answer the question that you put to him about the 2 years advice from the Attorney General, Louise, and Sinn Féin won't answer because they're very aware that the narrative they're taking and whipping up the hysteria that they're doing is actually damaging the rental sector, and landlords are quite afraid, actually, of the narrative that Sinn Féin are taking on this. And I'm talking about the smaller landlords that should not be vilified for providing homes that we need people to have access to. And, you know, I mean, Richard, you made the point around that I don't have faith that the government's plans will work.
But it's not just political voices, Lisa Chambers, that are expressing concern. We've had Focus Ireland expressing concern. We've had DePaul expressing concern. We've had, you know, umpteen housing charities expressing concern that this is coming into play with no plan in place for emergency accommodation for people to go to.
The Minister for Housing has advised the local authorities to provide emergency accommodation. The department are funding that. They're resourcing it. The Tenant in Situ scheme is already in existence. It's going to be expanded. And there is going to be an increase, a continued increase in the delivery of actual homes, social and affordable and cost rental. All of that will alleviate the pressures that are there. And it's not that we don't share the concerns that are being raised or acknowledging those concerns that have been raised, but
are you confident that the local authorities will be able to house all families in emergency accommodation, house all families that are going to find themselves their eviction notice falling due in April?
Well, as well to say, Colm, eviction notices falling due in April doesn't mean that everyone's presenting into homelessness. Many of those tenancies will have gotten notice before today, obviously, and will be aware that that's coming down the line and will have already made provision to move elsewhere. So it's not it's not accurate to suggest that every single one of those notices to quit will result in somebody entering homelessness. Okay,
many of them will, Lisa, and also, you have no answer as to where they are going to go. And you've been asked now several times, you have no answer.
You're interrupting me, Louise.
Okay. You have no answer for them.
We're going to actually let the listeners in on this. Can I ask what happens to those of us who are likely to be evicted while we're waiting for this new government initiative to come to fruition? Says somebody texting in on 51551. And another text, this proposed government initiative needs to be put into practice by April as an emergency measure. I have nowhere to go with my two boys when I'm evicted on the 14th of April.
If you are on the local authority housing list and in receipt of housing assistance payment, you can already avail of the tenant in situ scheme. So go straight to your local authority. The extension of the scheme is to cover renters who are not on the social housing list. So it's an expansion of an already existing scheme. So the first port of call, if you're having difficulty, is go to your local authority. They are being briefed, they are being resourced, and they are being directed by the Minister for Housing to deal with anyone that does present and to assist them in every way they can.
17 of them at least say that they have nothing they can offer. Anyway, we're going to have to leave that part of the discussion for now. We'll be back with more after this.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.